From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council welcomed the finalization of federal rules to modernize implementation of the Endangered Species Act. This package from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service consists of three rules which improve how those agencies administer the ESA. The rules address listing in critical habitat, threatened species protection, and interagency consultation. NCBA President Jennifer Houston tells AgriMarketing. We are grateful to the agencies for bringing this long-awaited regulatory relief to American cattle farmers and ranchers. After China announced it had suspended purchases of U.S. farm products, California agricultural exporters say they're still assessing how the action might affect them. According to the California Farm Bureau, China directed its state-owned enterprises to stop buying American farm goods after President Trump threatened more tariffs in our ongoing trade disputes. But exporters say it's still unclear if or how that will affect private Chinese firms to buy California grown nuts, wine, or other products. As President Trump delays tariffs, he again states China wants to buy U.S. ag exports. Last Tuesday, the president said China intends to buy a lot of farm products, describing a very, very productive call between U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators. At the same time, Agriculture.com reports the White House announced it would delay 10% tariffs on some farm goods as well as certain electronic devices until December 15th. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.